Court adjourned.
Hey, you adjourn that court.
Oh, thank you, Hen. I've had a bitch of a morning on the bench. I could stamp my little feet the way those QCs carry on.
Don't I know it, though?
Objection here, objection there, and that nice constable giving that evidence so well. Beautiful speaking voice. Well, after a bit, there was nothing I could do except bang my gavel.
You might love.
And bang my gavel. I did the silencing court bit. Ooh, if Lux had killed that prosecuting counsel, been for 30 years. How did your summing up go?
Well, I was quite pleased, actually. I was trying to do it in butch voice, you know. What the jury must understand. And you know, they loved it.
I bet they did.
I could see that foreman eyeing me.
Really?
Yes, cheeky devil. Anyway, I finished up with...
Was it that tall man with the very big...
No, just a minute, I must tell you. I finished up with... The actions of these vicious men are a violent stain on the community, and the full penalty of the law is hardly strong enough to deal with their ghastly crimes.
Super.
And I waggled my wig. Just ever so slightly. It was a stunning effect.
Oh, I bet it was. You remember that time I wore that super striped robe in the manslaughter case?
Oh, right, the figure hugger.
Very figure hugger.
It was
yes,
lovely.
I got it from Revell.
Ah,
you know,
that's right.
A special place where they do these. Just off the buttocks.
Good evening and welcome to Stake Your Claim. And first this evening, we have with us Mr. Norman Vholes of Gravesend, who claims he wrote all Shakespeare's works. Mr. Vholes, I understand you claim that you wrote all those plays normally attributed to Shakespeare.
Now that is correct. I wrote all his plays, and my wife and I wrote his sonnets.
Mr. Vholes, these plays are known to have been performed in the early 17th century. How old are you, Mr. Vholes?
43.
Well, how is it possible for you to have written plays performed over 300 years before you were born?
Oh, well, this is where my claim falls to the ground.
Ah.
There's no possible way of answering that argument, I'm afraid. I was only hoping you would not make that particular point, but I can see you're more than a match for me.
Mr. Vholes, thank you very much for coming along.
My pleasure.
Next, we have Mr. Bill Wymis, who claims to have built the Taj Mahal.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
I thought you claimed
Well,
to...
I did, but I can see I won't last a minute with you.
Next...
I was right.
We have Mrs. Mittelschmerz of Dundee, who... Mrs. Mittelschmerz, what is your claim?
That I can burrow through an elephant.
Now, you've changed your claim, haven't you? You know we haven't got an elephant.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, dear.
You're not fooling anyone, Mrs. Mittelschmerz. In your letter, you quite clearly claim that, you could be thrown off the top of Beachy Head into the English Channel... and then be buried.
No, you can't read my writing.
It's typed.
Says elephant.
Mrs. Mittelschmerz, this is an entertainment show, and I am not prepared to simply sit here bickering. Take her away, Heinz.